Lesson 7. We're reviewing the Dagesh Kal and introducing the Shva. The Dagesh Kal is a dot, which is called a Dagesh, that appears in 6 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. These letters are Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Kaf, Fe, and Tav. These 6 letters are easy to remember with this very common acronym called Beged Kefet. Now, even though the Dagesh Kal can appear in any of those 6 letters, it's only going to change the sound when it appears in 3 of the letters. The Vet goes to a Bet, the Chaf goes to a Kaf, and the Fe goes to a Pe. It's important to remember that the Dagesh Kal appears only when one of the Beged Kefet letters is the first letter of a word or that letter begins a new syllable. So it's really important to remember that that's the only time that you're going to see a Dagesh Kal appearing. Now we're going to introduce the Shva. The Shva looks like a colon, and it falls underneath a letter, and it has the sound of E. Yes, it's very much like the Sagol. The only difference is that it's a little bit quicker. So the E has the sound of E, as in bed, and this is under the first letter of a word. For example, Bereshit. Bereshit. The Shva that is under the Dalet is silent in Bemidbar. It's silent, that Shva is silent, because it closes the syllable. The following vowel will have the Dagesh in it. Now let's review in 7.07. The words with a Dagesh Kal will identify the Dagesh Kal and syllables. The first one is Bereshit. Bereshit. Note that the Bet is part of the Beged Kefet, and it has a Dagesh in there. And that Shva, because it's at the beginning of the word, is going to be vocal. Bereshit. The next word is ki, which means when, because, or like. Ki, the kaf of ki, is part of the Beged Kefet family, and it begins the word, so that's why it has the dagesh in there. Ki. The next word is bamidbar. Bamidbar. Again, that means in the wilderness or desert. The Bet has a Dagesh, part of the Beged Kefet family. And the Mem is not part of the Beged Kefet family. And we will be discussing that in the next lesson, why it has a Dagesh. So then the next letter is a Dalet. And the Dalet has a Shva under it. So that's going to close the syllable. So the first syllable in Bamidbar is Bam, Mid. Hear how that Shva closes the syllable, Mid. And then the last syllable is Bar. And because the last syllable starts with a Beged Kefet letter, it has a Dagesh. So we have Bam, Mid, Bar. And the fourth word is Dag, which means fish. Dog. And yes, you're correct. The Dalet is part of the Beged Kefet family. Begeda. Okay, and the next word is Paro, which in English is Pharaoh. but in Hebrew it's par-o. Notice the difference in where it's divided. Par-o. So the resh is going to close the first syllable, par, and then the last syllable is o. So you say, why is the bega kefet, why is the pay with a dagesh? It's because it's part of bega kefet. Fet. So it has the dagesh. Bega kefet.